The US Report with Bob Tarlow.
Yes, and wrapping up the week for us. Hi, Bob.
Thanks, Lisa. And a happy Friday to you and to Jeff. Hope you have a good weekend. Now, as I told you over the past couple of mornings about how 80% of this country is shivering, you know, people are being warned to stay inside, avoid going outdoors for any reason. But freezing conditions aren't enough for ardent lotto players to avoid going out for their tickets. And this week, there's a unique double reason for doing so. Let's listen to a woman standing in snow saying lotto fever was more than enough to provide a warm glow of hope for her.
The cold weather never stops me. I still keep going and going and going.
And after all, she has dreams of a lotto-funded escape to someplace warm.
Hawaii is fabulous. We all would love to be there now.
The Powerball drawing that was held last night was worth $460 million U.S. dollars. We don't know if anybody's won that. It's the equivalent of $544 million Australian. Then there'll be a Mega Millions lotto draw tomorrow night that's worth $418 million U.S. So let's just say that you could only afford to buy one ticket. Which game would you choose? Well, the odds of winning the Powerball are 292 million to 1. And Lisa, that's slightly better than Mega Millions, where the odds are 303 million to 1.
So tell me then, Bob, what would be the odds of winning both of those big dollar lottos this week?
Well, yes, Lisa, that's actually been calculated. And the odds of winning both are 1 in 88 quadrillion. That's 15 zeros. Just the idea of winning even one of those fat prizes has brought out both hope and hopelessness.
We have the winning tickets right now.
Very slim.
I am feeling very lucky. I'm oozing with luck.
Just oozing. Now, I don't know how many people have been dashing out, whether in the cold in most of the country or here in sunny California, to buy both the Mega Million and Powerball tickets. I say good luck to them all, and I wish you and Jeff a very happy weekend.
Oh, thanks, Bob. A happy weekend to you, too, and we will chat to you next week.